From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry wraps up a visit to Geneva. Kerry said the United States and its partners are discussing several proposals to stop violence in Syria. He didn't say exactly what those proposals are.
And now we are very much working and focused on the question of restoring the cessation of hostilities to the remaining areas where it's been disturbed, but particularly to Aleppo.
News agencies quoted U.S. officials who are requesting anonymity as saying the United States is considering mapping out safe zones that would provide refuge for civilians and members of the moderate opposition. There was a tense calm Monday in Baghdad. Protesters who stormed into the international zone on Saturday largely toned down their demonstrations and drifted out to celebrate a Shiite religious festival. Protest leader Muqtada al-Sadr vowed he would return Friday to call for either a change in the government or new elections. The activist group Greenpeace has leaked classified documents about the trade agreement being negotiated by the United States and the European Union. Greenpeace says the documents show corporate interests are being given preference over environmental and consumer safety concerns. Jorgo Riss is the Greenpeace European Unit Director.
Our initial assessment from these chapters is that the EU, in relation to environmental protection, public health, product standards that are relevant for consumers, has a fairly bad position, and the United States is much worse.
The United States did not immediately react, but EU Trade Commissioner Cecilia Malmström said, quoting now, many of today's alarmist headlines are a storm in a teacup. This is VOA News. For the first time in decades, a U.S. cruise ship has docked in Havana. It opens another chapter in the revived U.S.-Cuban relations. The Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia with 700 passengers left the port of Miami on Sunday. It will sail to Havana twice a month. Here is the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump says the United States cannot continue to allow China to, quoting now, rape our country, end of quote. Trump has repeatedly framed the trade deficit between China and the U.S. as Chinese taking advantage of the U.S., saying his skills as a dealmaker will ease the imbalance.
We have a $500 billion deficit, trade deficit with China. We're going to turn it around. And we have the cards. Don't forget, we're like the piggy bank that's being robbed. We have the cards. We have a lot of power with China.
Another country is not too happy with Trump. Pakistan has reacted angrily to his claim that if elected, he would win freedom in 2 minutes for the jailed Pakistani doctor who helped the CIA track down Osama bin Laden. Pakistani Interior Minister Nisar Ali Khan rejected the comments as highly misplaced and unwarranted. Tuesday's primary election in Indiana is seen as a key contest in the race to become the Republican nominee for the November election. Multiple polls have Trump leading Texas Senator Ted Cruz. And in the Democratic race, the latest polls give former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton a small lead in Indiana over Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Venezuela's opposition says it has delivered a petition to election authorities calling for a nationwide referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable said Monday it has collected 1.85 million signatures. That's more than nine times the number needed to launch the referendum process. The U.S. intelligence agency tweeted the details of the operation that killed terrorist leader Osama bin Laden. On the fifth anniversary of the bin Laden raid, the CIA tweeted the details as if they were happening again. The CIA has 1.3 million followers whose reactions were decidedly mixed. Popular British rock band Radiohead has many fans scratching their heads after the band vanished from social media. The band's website, Twitter, and Facebook were all devoid of content Monday, leaving many wondering what the band was up to. Vocalist Tom York's Twitter account was scrubbed, but other members of the band appear to be intact. Most speculation was that the group is going to be releasing its ninth album very soon. Radiohead will be embarking on a world tour later this month with two shows in Amsterdam. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.